All right, folks. This is Robin. You're listening to The Rib. We've just been having some really extravagant technical difficulties, so I will resume the format that I organized for my show now. It's 4:17, but that's okay. I just like to say that I did play a song first, and that was a song, or a piece of music, sorry, by Kingdom Shore, the album called And All the Dogs to Shark. And this is a Canadian group on the Black Bow label, and they formed in March of 06. And some of their influences on their website were avant and art rock, electroacoustic music, noise, old world gospel, and left field music. And it also stated that, quote, "This is not a bid for relevance. This is not modern. This is not chamber music." And the music is composed by Mark Molnar, and it really reminds me of a lot of contemporary music that, well, it's even outdated. The music I'm going to be playing is from around the 60s, such as Penderecki and George Crumb. Now, today's show, or what I can do in the 45 minutes I have left, is going to be very classically oriented, and when people mention classical music, a lot of times people think about Beethoven and Bach and all of those people that are very, very outdated and still have a firm grasp on classical music today and just will not let go. They are great, but things are going on now that are just as great and will also scare the pants off most people who listen to Beethoven. Up next, I'm actually going to be playing something by Krzysztof Penderecki, who is a composer, and he is from Poland. And his methods of playing or writing use a lot of what they call extended instrumental techniques, where the players will actually be playing the instruments in very unconventional ways, such as for string instruments, hitting the bow against the instrument or playing on the wrong side of the bridge. He also wrote a really famous piece of music called Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima, which is just amazing piece of music. It's very, well, you should check it out for yourself. It's pretty intense. This particular piece that I'm going to be playing is called The String Quartet Number 1, and it was written in 1960. So let me cue it up here and see what we can get. Thank you.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
I love all type of, I love art also, and I consider art everything.
I love art. Art is just like dope.
It expresses the artist feeling about his or her life.
Mm. I hate how people don't think dogs playing poker is high art.
It's pop art, isn't it?
I don't know, I just think it's really cool.
Whatever you think is cool, we probably got it on Arts Express, where we cover theater, film, music, dance, comedy, literary events, and everything in between. Tune in every week to find out what's going on, what's worth checking out, and to hear some great interviews with artists here in your community. That's every Tuesday at 2 with myself, Katie Fitzpatrick, Arts Express, here on CITR 101.9.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's see. So what you just heard was String Quartet No. 1 by Krzysztof Penderecki. And next I'm going to be playing another piece by Kingdom Shore, who reminded me of all of these awesome classical composers who did a lot of string music. This one is the third track from the CD, and it's called And All the Dogs to Shark. Thank you. So, would you call that beautiful? Someone in the studio last week, when this album got showed to me, actually told me that he felt like there were bugs crawling all over him when he was listening to this. Which makes sense. I could see that. All right, well, let's see. Oh, by the way, last week, apparently, there was a festival to sort of battle the New Music West Festival called... Music Waste. And I was checking it out because I missed the entire thing because I apparently live under a rock and don't get to hear about things like this. And there were some actually pretty good shows, like, Ejaculation Death Rattle, Bird Costumes, Rollmac, Blackberry Wood, Mattress, I/I, The Barcelona Chair. They were all playing all over Vancouver. And but you can always check out their websites. And actually, if you want to see who was playing, you can check out Music Waste's website. And let's see. Also, there's some upcoming shows I want to announce. On the 13th, the Friday, there is going to be a concert at Hoko's in the East End. And Chad Nantes, who I was interviewing a few weeks ago, is playing at that show with his band. And also at 1067 off Granville on the 14th of June, Bruce Friedman's African Groove Band is playing with a few local artists as well. So those would be probably pretty good to check out. All right. Up next, I am going to be playing something by George Crumb. He's an American composer. He was born in 1929. And he used, as well as Penderevsky, a lot of extended techniques, which I can say again are playing the instruments in really strange ways. I'm not sure if I can play the entire thing, but I think we have time. This is called Black Angels, 13 Images from the Dark Land. Crumb is also very much interested in the theatrics of performance. And in this piece, a lot of the performers who are string players, because this is for string quartet, they also have rattles and other percussion instruments that they play during as well. And he's known to have performers leave the stage and come back during a performance. Now, this string quartet is amplified, so they can do a lot more with their instruments. And they also... that's it. All right, let's just hear this one. So it's George Crumb's Black Angels.
Thank you. Vex.
So there is part of George Crumb's Black Angels. I really like that gong in there. And also, I really liked how he put in some allusions to past music, such as the Pavana Lacrimae, which is a famous piece, actually. And also the tune that goes like, dun, 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 dun. That's very symbolic of the devil. So anyway, some good chanting in there as well. Let's play another track by Kingdom Shore. This is the last one I'm going to be playing by them, and it is the fourth track on their CD, which was released very recently, actually. And it is called Little Birdie, Why Do You Sing Your Song? Such a short time to be here and a long time to be gone. So let's check this out. Thank you. So, welcome back to The Rib. I'm Robin. I'm feeling really sorry for those of you who are feeling like bugs are crawling all over them the entire show. So, I'm going to be playing something a little bit less aggressive by the Peggy Lee Band. And Peggy Lee is actually a Vancouver musician. And she does play cello. This is not really a string quartet, seeing as there are also guitar players, etc. on this one. But this track is called Fossil that I'm going to be playing. Otherwise, thanks for listening to The Rib today, and I'll see you again next week at 4 o'clock. And if you want, you can tune into the podcasts, which are at citr.ca, and you can also email me if you have any feedback about the show. And it is Robin with a Y, ckjacob@hotmail.com. So here's Fossil by the Peggy Lee Band, and I'll see you next week. Ha 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 ha
Thank you.